listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Om swastiastu. Om swastiastu. Om swastiastu.
I wonder if we'll do this next year. Because we're, you know, it's home stretch. 3 eps
offensive
to go for
offensive to the Balinese, mate. Offensive no, to the... The fact that the Balinese now feel that they're the ones that tipped you over the edge.
Is there a different... I thought Selamat Datang was Indonesian.
That's Indonesian, but Balinese...
Is it different?
Yeah, I think it was called the Dekek.
Yeah, okay, different dialect.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I, of course, like all Australian tourists, only speak Balinese when visiting the paradise that is Bali. Not meant to be offensive to Balinese, but I sense your interest waning. We've certainly discussed about it being a handbrake, the LOLOLO. I just thinking out loud.
I didn't mean to
not give the Balinese their moment. But I wonder if we will do it next year.
Yeah, well, let's not decide on that until... next year. We'll see.
Oh, cliffhanger.
It'd be nice when we come back.
That'll keep people on the edge of their seats over summer. What will the intro be?
What will the greeting be?
Come March. Yeah. Are we first at March?
I think March Eve.
We talked about March Eve, didn't we? Which is
Thursday, the 28th.
Feb 28th.
Yeah, non-leap year.
Not a leap year? So just the regular order of February days for us next year, the factory not throwing in a bonus for being good customers. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a long way out, but something to look forward to for your March Eve next year, as you're having your March Eve party.
Hey, we need to tie up 2018 before we even think about 2019.
This is crazy, isn't it? Because even though today is the third, the penultimate, third last episode of the year, of course... next week is a special episode.
Yes.
Because it was promised.
I'm going to need to get to that, but there's a few other things.
Episode 40 is your chicken, the ultimate chicken battle to end the war.
That's right.
Who will be victorious? A whole lot of chickens, a whole lot more chickens. Take your sides. There can be only one winner.
Yep.
If you choose poorly, you will regret it forever.
Haim, a bit of business of things that we promised to tie up, haven't tied up. Remember Riley from May 10th? I've brought this up since, but this is what he had to say.
Really quickly, how'd you win $5,000 by cheating?
No.
Okay,
This is actually a very, very good story.
Okay, we'll pick that one up. We've got to stay the task at hand.
What game show was it?
It was Million Dollar Minute.
Okay, interesting. We'll get back to you on that.
He cheated.
I do think about
that. He won $5,000 cheating on a TV game show, Million Dollar Minute.
He was the young boy that reported Jack for bullying, wasn't
he? Yes.
Something we haven't forgotten.
We have not forgotten that. So Jack obviously laughed when Riley needed to go to the toilet. What a bully.
I still can't believe it. I still, you know, you think you've heard it all.
Yeah.
I mean, we both went through high school and you thought...
Oh, yeah.
You try and push the ugly specter of bullying out of your head because you hope that it was something that happened in the past. And then when you hear Jack, who's much younger than us, you hear what Jack was doing... his bullying tricks were.
Yeah, just giggling.
Just a reminder that it's still out there and a vicious giggle can cut a heart deep.
Yeah.
Riley's still wearing the scars. You heard it in his voice then.
He went on to be a cheat.
Yeah. Pushed him off the rails.
Yeah.
After getting bullied because hurt people hurt people.
Shall we lock in Riley for next week?
Yes, please.
Okay.
If
let's tick
he's
that
happy
off.
Enough to come on the phone with a former foe. Actually, not a former bully.
Yeah.
Because once you've been bullied by someone, they're not a former bully.
No.
They're a bully.
Yeah.
Jack, you're his bully.
Yes.
What are you doing? What did I just? What noise did I just hear you make?
I don't know, sir.
A giggle. Getting ready already. Oh, there it is. Oh, a glimpse inside a bully's workshop as he trials new giggles.
Same day, May 10th.
Oh, my God.
This came up.
Oh, we must have had a full show.
This came up, Ham, and it was to do with the ghillie suits that you'd bought.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like the fact we spent $400 on sniper suits.
I thought we should take them back.
Get rid of these ghillie suits.
A bit broken at the top.
You're like, get rid of these. I want a refund. Yeah. I'm overruling that. Yeah. I love the suits. We're going to keep them. We're going to use them again.
You need to use them twice by the end of the year now.
Easy.
How easy has it been considering it is now November 15th and we haven't had any sight of the ghillie suits. Mm. And I wanted to take them back, the sniper suits, because they were very expensive.
You can't get a refund now.
No.
They wouldn't allow refunds 6 months down the track because...
No. So your plan,
real snipers would do that. They'd use them, tour of duty, 6 months, come home. No, I don't want it anymore. You'd never sell one. I still very much believe we'll use them twice. Actually, I had something I wanted to bring up about that today, funnily enough, now that you mentioned it. Yep.
This stinks, Jack, of, you've reminded me, doesn't it?
Not at all. I mean, there's only so many shows in the year.
I'll be surprised if you can find them. I don't even know. Would you even know where they are?
Oh, they'll be around. They'll be in the cupboard. And really, if we can't find them, good on the suits, because isn't their job to hide? Shows we bought the best sniper suits you can get.
Two. You said you got two more uses.
So end of the year, you mean by the end of the shows, do you?
Yep.
Oh,
three more shows.
Right. Mm. I'm going to use one to try and catch Santa.
All right.
Just when he thinks everyone's quiet and he comes into the lounge room and there's the Christmas tree in a bush next to it. Oh. Wait a second. Yeah, right. Easy. Very much on track for that.
Okay. The third one was something I brought up way, way back. Mm. I think it was the third show, maybe the fourth show. It was in March, and it was this.
I've got a story that I wanted to tell on the podcast.
You may tell it. Thank you for asking.
It only works if I use a swear word.
All right.
I need to use an F.
You requested an F.
I requested an F, and we talked about the second last show being next week's show being an explicit show. I want to find out how we're all still feeling about
it. I think that comes up from time to time in general conversation, and I think we're all still vibing that strongly. The reason we overruled it is because it's my understanding that if you do F's, C's, F and C's, dirty F and C's, get out of here, you C's.
I'll get
a bunch of F and SC's to... kick you. You do any of that stuff on a PCast, you got to put a little E for explicit next to the podcast.
And we're
so early into the year. I think, what did you say, it was episode 3?
Or four.
Straight away people are like, is this what they're doing this year? And we would have just lost. You know, good on you, boys. You just think because you're on the podcast, you can just be
swearing
your heads off. So I just, from a branding perspective, my wish was to move to the end of the year so it's more well known that it's a one-off. And I still think next week is a good show to do a swear.
Are we all doing a swear? Or
full pirate mode? I think we should just do one swear each.
Can I request just one only? If we do have Riley on next week's show, the kid who said they bullied him, even though I never did, and he made it up, and we could all tell any story that he made it up, I'll tell him F you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want, Jack.
Okay. He does.
Jack's calling swear early. Okay, I will also play a swear next week. You have to do your swear in the story. I will reserve my right to play my swear where I see fit.
Oh, okay.
But I'll play it, and it'll be a ripper.
We're allowed one each.
One each. Yeah. One swear word next week each. So keep an eye out for that episode. It will be an explicit episode.
Are you going to use... Don't use the C.
I might.
I don't, man. I don't think I'm ready for that. Jack, how are you feeling?
Nah, I don't like it.
Nah, I actually did use a C on a different podcast once.
Yeah.
And it felt weird.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just the thing. Like, of course we all have used a C privately.
Yeah. I haven't.
You have?
No, I haven't.
You're lying.
You don't reckon you've ever...
You're lying. Oh, I almost used the C.
One week early.
Yeah. That's why I can't be trusted with one.
A false start. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so we're doing one swear each.
Let's try an F out.
And then do you want me
to... Keep it fun.
We should try and get Riley up first because I'd love to see Jack unleash his... I'd feel more comfortable...
Well, can't we start with your story? I mean, it's been so long brewing.
It has.
Yeah. Anyway, that's... So yeah. I know what you're doing. Jack, you've got a pretty good idea of how you want to throw yours out. And mine will just be a wild F floating around.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's all the business we need. And I look forward later in this show you finding the use for a ghillie suit as you run out and try to find it.
I've got it actually written down to bring it up today. Didn't know you were going to say that. Yep. Might even need it twice.
Haim, we've been enjoying power moves. Oh.
We've surely got to do this and at least another power moves before the end of the year.
Yep.
And we should probably do on the final show the greatest power moves.
Yes.
We've had all year.
Oh, yeah.
Plus some late entries. Because if you're just skipping around the podcasts, yes, the idea of doing power moves has been the book, I think, kicked to next year.
Yep.
To make it a good book.
We do recommend consumption of the podcast in order.
Do it sequentially. You're not missing out on anything. Yep. Just go back. It's, yep. You know, people are still probably reading Gone with the Wind for the first time.
Yeah.
If it was a book. Was it ever a book?
Yeah, it was.
Great. And they're probably just going, well, I don't need to read Gone with the Wind 5 because that's the one just coming out. Restart with the original. Enjoy the journey.
I've just made that up. I think it's a book.
Probably. It's got to be a book. It was a film back in the day when you wouldn't dare do a film that wasn't a book. Okay. I just start? We mentioned from time to time that also there's two categories usually power moves fall into. Either you look like a legend or you're just being a bit of an asshole.
Yes.
This perfectly illustrates the asshole example for me. Stumpy McGibbons, possibly a fake name. Because, mate, when driving a mate's car, I guess if you've borrowed it, do the handbrake super, super tight after you park. So when they drive it next, they'll really have to struggle to get it down and you look super tough. They'll how hard does he put the handbrake on? Just a great arsehole move, but it makes you look like a legend.
I can add an arsehole move to the mix in the same kind of vein, similar vein here. This is from Adam Mueller. Thank you, mate, for hitting us up at hamishandy.com. He said, if you go into the gym with a buddy of yours, so you could probably use this on Jack when you're heading
not
there.
Not for swimming lessons. We never went again after.
Yeah. Yes.
Snake gate.
After you saw him in the post-swim showers. Yes. He said, when you're at the gym and you're doing sets with someone, as soon as you finish your set, lower the weight straight away while your mate gets down.
Good one. Ando, this is from, possible fake name, Juice Wayne.
Yep.
But call more kids Juice. It's a great name.
Yeah.
But I think Juice Wayne is a fake name. In a group setting, if someone throws a trivia question out there, immediately turn to the person you want to assert yourself over and exclaim to that person loudly, come on, you know this. If they do know it, it looks like you taught them back, you know, to give them the idea. But if they don't, they look stupid. Power move. Very good.
I really like that.
So many great power moves, the truly great moves, require immediate action. Half the excitement is in the element of surprise.
I wasn't going to use this one today, but I will now because, again, I love this vein. This is from Carla. She said, if you hear someone singing along and they sing an incorrect lyric, immediately press stop and go, hang on, what are the words again?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is from Sam Foran. Ahoy, gentlemen, .. and Jack. already power moving him. Because when you're in a position, you need a power move in a position of entering new environment, i.e. new workplace, and you've got to establish your dominance to all those presents. It says, this power move will instantly catapult you to the top of the food chain. After you've introduced yourself to someone who you know you're going to be around a lot, leave the conversation with, now don't be scared to come and say hello. There's only two things that can happen from here. The individual will not say hello, thus proving he's a wimp and too scared to say hello, or he will say hello and prove that he is a little bitch that will do anything you tell him to.
Hey, and this one's from James Kilby. My girlfriend recently got glasses. So now when she leans in for a kiss, I just blow hot air on her glasses and fog them up.
Is that it? It's really tickled Ando's fancy.
Well done.
I love that you love that so much.
Fogging the glasses, eh?
Just seeing you love it so much reminds me of when we asked for like ye olde pranks. Pipe organ hijinks and whatnot.
Well done, Jack. Haim, a couple of weeks ago, we had two people wrestle for a spot for us to fly them down to test their special skill.
Our last airfare, our last bunch of money for an airfare to come to Melbourne because we wanted to see a skill in the flesh. And today, Ando, it was a young man named Tom.
Yes.
He flew from up north. Can't quite remember where the airfare was from, but it was, you know, it was a biggie. It was on a Rex flight.
And what was his skill, Ham? Can you refresh everybody?
Yep. He, as stated on the podcast, he said, I can tell anyone's shoe size just by looking at their feet.
Yes.
When we interrogated him, he was confident he could do it not just whilst the feet were static, could also do it while the foot was in motion.
So he devised a high-pressure game. Yeah. It involved him having to guess five different shoes as they went past. Yep. Three of them would stop and pause.
Yep.
And two of them would be moving.
Fluid round.
We pick up the action as we met Tom for the first time and wanted to run him by the rules.
Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's huge moment.
Yeah, very big.
How's the flight?
It was pretty nice, actually, yeah.
Do you get a bit of practice in at the airport?
A little bit. On the plane, I was sort of sussing him out a bit.
How many years of footlock have you had?
Rebel Sports.
Sorry, Rebel Sports. I've had that. I'll say Rebel Sports three times now to make
boo,
sort of
boo and hiss to the enemy.
Rebel Sports.
2.5 years or so.
Okay. Right. What's your success rate like at Rebel? When someone goes, can I have these in it? Do you go, don't tell me?
Yeah, we have a foot profiler, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of get them to jump on the foot profiler. And all the time they sort of, they go to say, oh, can I just use it? I'm just like, nah, I can tell it's a 10. Go at the back and get it. And we're pretty good most of the time.
Lo and behold.
Yeah, what hit rate do you reckon? 90s?
I'm always in the ballpark.
Yep.
I might be off by half a size sometimes.
Right. We want exact, don't we, today?
Yeah.
Some of the foot specimens or some of the volunteers that we've got organised could be running a half size.
Yeah, okay. I didn't expect that.
That's possible.
All right.
The way we thought we'd run it is there'll be five sets of feet.
Yeah.
Three will just be standing. So they'll walk around this corner.
They're going to stand in front of you.
For people listening, you're on a bench. We've got a hard-edged corner to the left.
Yeah.
You can't see the feet. They'll come, they'll stand, they'll pause.
You'll probably get a second or two to run your analysis.
Okay, that should be fine.
But then they'll walk off.
That's our static round.
Yeah.
We estimate that to be the easiest. And the second to the last two will be the fluid round. So they'll be in motion the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Three static, two fluid. You will need a total of at least four to secure an H&A card.
All right.
All right, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Good luck.
Contestant one in our static round, Skip. Oh, he's got a men's.
Yes.
Yep, thank you, Skip.
Yeah.
Men's brown shoe on it. Curled up a bit at the end, so.
Men's 10.
He's got it.
He's got it.
US 10.
He's away.
He's away. Good start.
Absolute flight. Well, now, was it a bit tricky there because he's got a leather shoe that curled up at the end?
Yeah, I'm used to joggers.
Yes,
so
of course. Yes,
I've sort of
course.
Been adapting a little bit.
Yep.
But yeah, joggers are my strong point.
So you've trained in one version of the game and now you're doing something kind of different.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So you test cricket to 2020, still a good player.
Or maybe it's the equivalent of going around the cricket analogy. We use the kookaburra, they use the duke.
Yep.
It's the same sport, but a slightly different
but
make.
But a professional. Those that know.
Yes.
Okay. Laura. Static contestant number two. Here we go. That's more of a sand shoe, like a.
Oh yes.
I'm gonna go a 9.
Ladies nine.
She says US 7.
US 7.
Yeah, it looks more to me. To me, the guys playing at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
What made you go a 9?
What brand was it?
Lacoste.
Oh, that's a bit unfamiliar. I don't know. I feel like skate. Those sort of. Oh, not skate shoes, but they're a bit. They're always a bit thinner.
She's a petite girl, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're confused by optics there.
Yeah.
That's the sport. That's the sport.
Okay.
Pete!
Okay, he knows he plays guys better.
Okay, that looks that's a Pete. R.M. Williams almost.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 12.
US 12, he's got him.
Get back to me!
Back to the boots.
Okay, this is great.
Does know.
I'm annoyed at that second one, though.
Yeah, that was a real huge margin of error. No one expected that. But everyone's allowed one absolute power that was, but you're now in a position here going into the fluid rounds.
Yes.
If you hit both, you've got the coin.
Okay, Ham, everything must hit for Tom right now.
I know.
He can't afford to have a miss, but he's only two away from a coin that we don't give out lightly.
We don't.
I wouldn't take it.
Tom, one of the last
are you ready?
Of the year.
I'm ready, yep.
Deanna, fluid round contestant number one. Oh, yeah, boy, no. It's a high heel. It's a high heel. She's touched, she's spun.
I'm going to have to go a 6.5.
Oosh, it's gone one shorter than I thought.
The heels do throw me, though.
Heels have thrown you traditionally?
Mm.
I can tell you you haven't got it, but due to the heel factor, which no one expected, would you like another look?
Yeah, I definitely could.
Would you like to play
it.
Your one rewalk?
That's right, yeah, you know, rewalk. I remember
Deanna, heels. Tom is playing his rewalk.
Okay. What, I do 6.5?
Everyone knows you have a rewalk.
Look, toe to heel. Really imagine that flat.
Oh, jeez. Probably an 8.
He's got
That's
it.
What I was thinking. He's got it.
Once you said.
He played the rewalk. The angle fooled him. And now you have no rewalks left.
Okay.
Tom, you must hit this next contestant who will be moving at pace.
Okay.
To take home the coin. Our last contestant in the fluid round, Nick.
That's very fluid. Nice, the way he walks. Nick has gone. He's touched the wall. He has walked back and he's vanished, everyone.
That was fast.
Tom is taking it in.
I'm going to go an 11.
He's gone to 11. He's locked it in straight away. Hamish,
we look at you. What do you think? Changing your mind?
I could change to 10.5. Still the leather ones, the heels.
I don't know the answers, by the way.
Okay.
So anytime I'm exasperated or it's more just because I feel the tension. Don't play off any read off me.
I'm going to go with the 10.5, I think.
He's gone down to a 10.5, Hamish.
The half was correct.
What?
9.5.
Oh.
10.5, 9.5 splits.
We can't give you a coin today, my friend.
Fair enough.
Tommy, it was highs and lows.
I know.
And like the shoe industry itself.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you're booming. With sometimes, the release of a new Jordan, sometimes nothing's happening and all you've got is an ASICS gel to push on the masses.
Oh, I always recommend the ASICS gel, though.
Yeah, the Kayans.
The Kayans are
really good.
Excellent shoe.
I don't run myself, but I've got friends that enjoy them.
Tom, you
couldn't quite give it superhuman status as coin worthy, but you still get a token of no value.
Yes.
We must warn you.
No value at all.
That has no value.
Feel free to attribute what you want to it, but we...
It comes with no preloaded value. You can attach sentimental value to it.
Oh, we don't.
We haven't.
And won't.
We won't from now on. So you're not going to wake up one day and suddenly find it's full of sentimental value, because it won't be for us,
not
but
for
it
us.
Might be
will be for me,
you.
Definitely for me, yeah.
Hey, you and I are both experiencing something at the moment that happens to us, I would say, regularly, but on cycles.
Yep.
We've both got a new iPhone game that we're really enjoying. It's actually an old one that we've got on late.
Just introduced to it by a mate.
And we're both addicted to it.
Yeah. It's not an impressive one either. It's not one of the biggies. It's not like Clash of Titans or whatever, Clash of the Clans.
Yep.
It's not like... We're not playing Fortnite on the iPhone.
No.
It's the...
It's an old-fashioned stick cricket-based game.
Basically Big Bash League's version of stick cricket.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
Cannot get enough. Text each other about it.
Yeah, check it out. Look at this. Oh, it's got 6 wickets in and over.
Yeah, it's...
Just stuff you can firmly put in the category, things that do not impress our partners.
Yes.
Like, at no point am I rolling over in bed going, look at this, Hurricanes, all out for 12. Not firing Zoe up at all.
And we're
both... she's a huge Hurricanes fan, so it really hurts her.
We've both found it that in the past when we've found a game that we've become addicted to. I think the first one from memory was Fruit Ninja back in the day before I even had an iPhone, you had Fruit Ninja.
Me and Jack lost a year of our lives to Fruit Ninja.
Yeah. And you'd say you'd be off to the toilet.
Yeah. To get to the point where I would yell out, you're not allowed to take your phone. Yes. So I had to get a second phone that I taped to the underside of the cistern in a Glad bag.
Yeah.
That I was able to play on.
Yeah. And you find yourself, you get caught in the action, that excitement, the yearn for the highest score.
Yep. On the toilet. And then, I'll tell you what, because on this Big Bash game, before you play, you can select, do you want to just play 2 overs, 5 overs or 10 overs? Mm. And we usually play 5.
Yep.
Mysteriously the other day, though, the thought hit me. Mm. I just went, I'm over to 10.
Yeah.
takes a pretty long time.
Yes.
Pretty long time to play 10 aside.
And you get sucked into a game like that and you're on the toilet and you feel like you haven't, you realise you haven't left for some time.
It meant
that Hamish and I thought we needed to put this as a cautionary tale to everybody into song.
Just listen up if you're addicted to a new game on your iPhone. It's enough to force many men to take long trips to the throne. And when your highest score is near and you're about to win the duel, suddenly you'll realise it's been a three-hour stool. A three-hour stool. I've been sitting here so long, my bum is wedged and stuck. I've been sitting here so long, I miss my son grow up. I've missed my son grow up. So how can I get my life back and escape this cubicle? Just one more game. Okay, just one more. I'm still at work and it's midnight. My eyes are sore, my thumbs don't work. All from an addictive iPhone game.
Now, I'm going to ask, I mean, when you were writing the lyrics to that song, why didn't you put in the bit that I told you about? About what happened to me during the Fruit Ninja days.
Yeah.
Where I sat on the toilet so long that I had...
It dried.
It had missed my... It had not been on my to-do list. It was on my to-do list to wipe, but I'd forgotten to wipe before I continued to sit there.
Yeah.
And I was left with what can only be described as, a dry icing situation.
Yep. The one that
when you put a chocolate cake in the fridge and the edge, yes, the chocolate icing.
The one you'd be if it was a dog poop on the ground, you'd be happy.
It had gone white. I'd been on the toilet so long it had gone white, and I was able to get it off with a paintbrush, like an archaeologist.
That's enough.
And all this chat of Fruit Ninja. Mm. So a game I haven't played for many a year. Jack, when did we go hard at Fruit Ninja? I want to say 08, 09?
No, I feel 09 was first iPhone, wasn't it? When was first iPhone?
No, it was pre that. I mean...
Because I came about 2 years after that to iPhone.
Yes, yeah.
Remember, I tried to do Samsung for a bit.
That was hilarious. And then the day that you're like, okay, I will do an iPhone, you bought the new iPhone and they released a new one the next day.
It was the afternoon. Yeah. In the afternoon they did the announcement.
I can't believe the guy selling you it had a straight face in the morning.
And it was the first time you'd been to the Telstra store or whatever and you were like, God, they're having a good time down there. The guy's laughing his head off. Talking about job satisfaction. Couldn't believe you were selling you a full retail, soon to be outdated iPhone.
Within hours.
However, I reckon first iPhones, iPhone 3, which is the first one Australia got, would have been 05.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put this towards, whatever it was. It was about 10 years ago that Fruit Ninja was big.
Yep.
And there was it a 1 minute mode we were playing?
Yep.
60 second swipe as much as you can.
Yep.
Because I remember 300 being a big score.
Mm-hmm.
And it got real. It was basically, we got to the point where you couldn't physically do better on the game.
Yeah,
and there was no leaderboards around at the time, but you're like, well, I don't think anyone else in the world is getting more than this score.
Yep.
And we got to the stage where very rapidly we got to 300, then 301 was huge. And I think it ended up at about, then months later, someone cracked 303.
So
it's just been months of literally doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, hoping to get 1 point higher.
It's a 100-meter sprint.
It was for us.
It's so,
fractions of seconds meant everything. That Christmas, my now wife, at the time girlfriend, made me a trophy because I'd beaten Jack. Half a watermelon mounted on the wall with a plaque, still got it. Hamish Blake Fruit Ninja Trophy, right? A little while back, people might have seen we're doing Uber Eats commercials, right? They're on TV. When we were shooting these ads with Leighton Hewitt, I mentioned to the Uber people, hey, I'd love to, can you look up my rating on Uber Eats? Because I feel like I use it a lot. I might be a bit of a power user. Sure enough, someone went away, did some research, came back in, power eater. They gave me a trophy.
Yep.
I think I have more made-up trophies in my life than anything anywhere near real trophies.
Yes.
My mum made you and me a trophy.
Yes. There's a thing called the Barry Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is like for the best show of the festival.
Named after Barry Humphries.
Yep. And we didn't win that, nor did we win anything.
No.
And we got home that night. Not that we expected.
I mean, we've been joking about, because it was our first year ever doing comedy, so we were like, 22 or something, and we were joking to Mum, I think we're going to win the Barry Award.
We got home, we did.
We only did four shows or so for the run of the festival. I think we had five scheduled, but we took one off. We had a rest day. Whereas most comics are doing like 30 shows, like two a night.
So your mum made us the Barry, and we had a MacGyver reference, the 80s TV show MacGyver reference, and she made us up trophies that had...
She'd misspelt MacGyver.
The Barry McIver.
With an I.
So it was MCIVER.
Still got that. I've still got the Barry McIver award. I've got the Hillier Blake table tennis trophy, which is was meant to be a recurring thing.
Yep.
But between Hillier, who's on the show sometimes, and me, five games of table tennis, winner gets to retain the trophy.
Mm.
We only ever used it once.
Yes.
I've got that. It?
Yeah, that's good.
The Golden Rod.
What's that from?
It was from a fishing game I was playing against a mate of mine.
Hmm.
Another iPhone game.
And you got a rod made up, did you?
Small trophy. You can get fishing trophies, but we called it the Golden Rod.
Have you ever won a trophy besides the bodybuilding competition? You won because you were the heaviest there, the only person in the category. Have you ever won a trophy?
I've got a best behaved dad medal that I made because I made a medal for Sonny after he was the best behaved boy.
Yeah,
and then I made one up for myself. I was at the trophy.
Yeah,
we're in a trophy mood. I'll get a best behaved dad.
You got team player when we're in our band. You made up a team player medal for yourself.
But I gave one to you guys.
Yeah.
What a team player. Yeah. You threw yours in the bin from what I remember.
Yes, very unlike a team player, I would say.
Yeah, so a fitting action. Have I ever won a trophy? No. I don't think so. I mean, I got ribbons.
Yes.
But, mate, you can't get a ribbon. You didn't go to school. And this is in the days before they just told kids they were winners no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, we even got ribbons back in the day where you had to, you were allowed to tell kids, well, you won, you came last. And it still was just a cakewalk to win a ribbon. I think I got a tunnel ball ribbon.
Yeah.
So tunnel ball ribbons aside, trophy, a real trophy.
Mm.
Well, the Noon Nut. That's our cricketing trophy.
We should actually, an organised event. The thing is, it can't be a trophy we've made ourselves. I know, but my point is, we should as a three, or if Jack can't be bothered, a two.
Oh, guess which way this will go. Will it take more than 5 minutes, guys, and do I have to leave the studio?
We should aim to next year.
I'd like to win a trophy.
Win an actual trophy.
I'd like to win a trophy I haven't made myself or requested, in the case of Uber. Top 3% I'm in, Jack, of Uber Eats users.
Is that your rating, as in the driver gives you a good rating?
No, not rating.
No.
In users. How much money spent?
Oh, how spent. Often you do it?
See, that respect. Power eater.
Wow. How many nights a week do you go?
Oh, I don't know. A couple here and there, but it's obviously added up. I've done my job. Ando, at the start of the show, you were laughing about how I said we spent $400 on ghillie suits, which are those camouflage sniper suits sometimes see in video games and, well, real snipers, if that's your line of work.
Yes.
I bought some high-level consumer-grade ones. I don't think they're actually military use.
It was over $400.
Best money can buy at a civilian level from an army disposal store. For much earlier on in the year, people may remember the Duck Summoner episode.
Mm.
Was my wish that we hide in the bushes completely camouflaged so as not to spook any ducks.
Or coots.
A duck is a coot.
A shoe is a boot.
A shoe is a boot. We've certainly put that to bed and it does not need to be followed up any further. We didn't spook any ducks or coots. The suits did their job. I would have been happy at that level.
Mm.
That's $400 well spent in my book. You started having a bit of a sook about...
No, I just thought we could have taken them back. We could have taken them back and got $400 back and have used them and it would have been fine.
And duped Aussie Disposals out of their well-earned commish, whoever the salesman was that stung us for $400 on the suits. No, I said to you, I'm very, very happy with this. It's a lot of fun wearing a ghillie suit if you've never worn one. You really do feel like you're in Tom Berenger, the hit Tom Berenger film, Sniper. Mm-hmm. Or possibly Clear and Present Danger. Who could forget the classic scene? So you... I was having too much fun. I said, look, we're going to use them again by the end of the year, as you mentioned at the start of this episode, twice. You laughed and laughed when you brought up the start of the episode. You're not going to use them, you're not going to use them. Ha ha. Email from Neil came in just this week.
Yep.
Hey, Haim and Andy, wondering if I could get you boys to use the ghillie suits.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd be wondering as well.
No. I work not too far away from you guys. You list the suburb, he's pretty close. And we have some parkland near us that resembles the shape and colour of the ghillie suits. Mm-hmm. Right? We've noticed some suspicious happenings with the recycling bins at work, and we think the people next door to us are, just as the bins get picked up on a Tuesday morning, coming putting extra recycling in our bins.
Yep.
Could you boys hide there in your ghillie suits and observe... what these guys are doing with our bins. Mm. Really, really like it to do this. Wouldn't be too much sweat off your nose. And this would count for two uses.
Don't think the last sentence was in there. Mm. But should we? What time do they get picked up?
Why don't I just go and it will count for two uses?
You won't go. You won't go.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Neil hasn't emailed in yet.
You made that up.
But would we have gone? I mean, I wish he had. I would wish he had.
Oh dear.
I wish he did. If your name is Neil and you do have that situation and you're near us and you were actually sitting on that email, shame on you, because I could have used you, Neil. But here's my next idea for the ghillie suit.
That doesn't count as a use.
Close call, but not
near,
a use.
That's a near use.
Look, I'd be happy to go. We wanted to use them twice. As it turns out, we only got one near use. Already, I'm happy with the score. But what about this? I take it
Did
home.
Did you expect me to not?
I hadn't really thought it. I was making up. Once I realised I'd made up, why didn't you guys both come? I was like, what am I doing? Now he'll want to come. That's why I tried to change tack. Why don't I just go? And then start unravelling from there.
Yeah.
inside a lie.
Yeah.
A new sub-podcast we might launch. What about this? Sonny's pretty into hide and seek at home. Why don't I take the ghillie suit home? Hmm. I use it to do hide and seek in the backyard. Now, if he can't find me, it's been a successful use of the ghillie suit.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
And then I'll record how I go this week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's one down.
Yep.
Great.
And then one
more. Down and a near use is what might as well round it up to two.
I'm happy to.
I'll let you go. I'll go. Yeah. I have actually always wanted to do this.
Yep.
Use it on a 4-year-old during hide and seek.
Yes, that's
fair. Professional level military camouflage.
Yeah, well,
I'll do it this week.
If you do that and report back, that'll settle.
That'd be a real use.
Yeah, yeah. And we had the near use,
which will give us a rounding error, pretty much up to two.
See you next week, everyone.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.